It's going to be a hot weekend, the Berg. We got you covered here on the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with a special guest. He's Allegheny County Comptroller Corey O'Connor, but we're not talking about county business. He also happens to have been Neil Shipley's golf coach at Central Catholic. Corey, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I saw a great picture you posted with your two children getting ready, the excitement of watching the Open, and one of your proteges, Neil Shipley from Mount Lebanon, obviously went to Central and then Ohio State, and back-to-back, the low amateur, first at the Masters, now the U.S. Open. That's rarefied air.
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's great. I mean, if you look at the class that he's now in with that record, there are some amazing names. I mean, one of them, the only other Ohio State graduate to do it, is a guy named Jack Nicklaus. I think most golfers have heard of him. But it's only been done a few times since 1980. So, you know, I think it's really impressive what he did. And, yeah, the kids, they were sitting behind me when he made a big birdie on 16. So I was, you know, getting a little excited. And the day before, he made, like, three birdies in a row on 8, 9, and 10. So they were – my wife was watching them clap as I was standing up yelling at the TV.
First of all, for people that don't follow a lot of golf, this is a very – important because the U.S. Open's different than a lot of others, because it's literally open to anybody, amateurs too, that can play. And so for him to back-to-back do this and accomplish this, make the cut, beat out guys like Tiger Woods, and I looked at, he was in the middle of the pack from all those pros too, but this is it. Now it gets serious for Neil.
It does. I mean, yeah, at one point, like you said, he was making a run. I was there Thursday morning to watch his first round, and he at one point was tied for fourth. So, you know, he can play with the best. I think he finished tied for 26th. So you're right in there with the best 100-plus players in the world, as you said. So now he's going to turn pro. I believe family told me he's headed up to an event in Canada, and now it's, you know, really – pushing his game even to a further level, but he knows that he can compete with these guys. And I think that's what he really has taken away from all of this, is he believes he belongs. And I think once your mentality says, I got every shot, I can hit it, I can play with these guys, now you just push it to a whole new level. And we're excited to watch him in a number of events this upcoming year.
Corey, just to point something out, Neil was 6 over for the tournament. Brooks Koepka was 6 over, right?
Right,
Adam,
yeah,
Scott was
7 over.
You know, I mean, yeah. These are some of the best names in golf he's playing with now. He's in good company here.
Well, tell us about him, Corey.
Great, yeah.
Who is Neil Shipley? What kind of guy is he? I mean, when did you know he was really special when you coached him at Central?
So his sophomore year, he really clicked. I mean, he was on, obviously, our varsity as a freshman. Sophomore year, we made it to the Whitfield Finals, and we ended up winning the state that year. But we put Neil out in our first spot, and that's, you know, prime time with every other top golfer from every other school. And he just went out and was on cruise control. I think he made 14 straight birdies or 14 straight pars that day. And for us, it's like, okay, he likes to be the front guy and lead the team out. And I think once you got that sense, then he just threw all the pressure away. And, you know, he's such a fun guy, too. When we showed up there, he had birdie number one, and we're standing right on number two tee. And we just thought, oh, we're just going to wave to him. And to me, another coach, another one of Neil's friends, we have like 6 of us, and we all got Central shirts on. And we're waving to him, and he walks over and says, hey, guys, you really drove a long way, and gave us a fist bump. And our one coach likes to eat fast food, and Neil was now sponsored by Arby's. So he looked at the coach and said, hey, I got good news. I got Arby's coupons. So we were all laughing, and I'm like, wow, I didn't think he was going to do something like that on the second hole. And obviously all these other people are looking like, how do you know this guy? What's wrong? Why are you guys all in matching Central shirts? But it was just, it was fun, and that's the kind of guy he is. You know, I saw this morning he posted a picture with a box of Oreos. You know, it's just, he's that kind of guy, and I think he's a crowd pleaser. And if you look at him most of that crowd is rooting for him. You heard, you know, go Steelers, you know, 412, you know, go ship. I think stuff like that, he can relate to everybody because, you know, he's somebody you could sit down, have a beer with, have a laugh with, and he shows emotion. You know, some of those golfers are so stone cold, doesn't really capture the crowd, but Neil gets into it, and I think a lot of people like that.
Yeah, and I've gotten to know his parents, and they couldn't be more proud and excited. And as a former coach, I'm sure you're loving every minute of this too, Corey.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, it's, you know, you stand back there and then, you know, you think of every shot that he hit for you in high school, and here he is making, you know, birdies at the U.S. Open when you need it. And his family was there. It was a almost like a family reunion. They had mom and dad are obviously, you know, great. Everybody knows them through the banking industry. But then, you know, we saw cousins from Jersey. They were all out and about. So it was neat to have that little contingency following him the whole day.
Corey, appreciate it. We'll have you back. We'll talk business some other time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Allegheny County Controller, Corey O'Connor, but more importantly in this moment, former coach of Neil Shipley. That was fun to watch yesterday.
It really was. To give you some idea of how difficult this tournament can be, the U.S. Open, I would say easily the hardest of the major tournaments. Scottie Scheffler, who's been on a roll, was 8 over.
So Neil beat him by 2 strokes.
That's right. That's how tough that course is.
That's incredible.
That's incredible.
And, and it was fun to watch those pros struggle, like us, amateurs, you know, whacking a ball in the weeds.
I saw one guy hit a, I don't know which golfer it was, because I just happened to have, the sound was off on the TV at the time. I had a phone call, but I looked up. This guy hit a beautiful shot out of the fairway, an approach shot, hit the green. The ball got real close to the pin, and then it rolled right off the back of the green. It was like it had hit concrete.
And it was torture.
It was just horrible to watch that happen to that. It was a great shot.
Although, admit for a minute, it was fun, too, to watch these pros struggle.
Sure.
Next year, it's going to be here. The U.S. Open comes back to Oakmont, and they're promoting. Tickets are on sale now. Right? Here we go. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And we'll keep you posted on breaking news, weather information, and plus you can win tickets. Next half hour, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to see your Pittsburgh Pirates, who are coming home after a successful road trip. They won the series against Colorado yesterday, 8-2, right? And it looks like Rowdy Tellez, 3-for-5.
He's batting like around 400 recently, which is a whole lot better than what we were seeing before.
Getting off the schneid.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, after the U.S. Open, and a lot of people who don't follow golf watch, or at least, you know, keep an eye on the majors, like the Masters, like the U.S. Open. But how about this Neil Shipley being in the highest profile you can possibly be? Because they award the low amateur along with the champion. Mm-hmm. So he's standing there with all the biggies. I can't imagine.
Pretty slick, huh?
Yeah, and he just looks like, you know, he's got the long hair flowing out of his hat, and he had that Arby's thing with him, which was hilarious. The only thing better would have been if he had a Permane sandwich with him. Meanwhile,
now see what's going to happen is I got to have curly fries today. You know, those something about curly fries at Arby's. I don't know why, but craving.
I go crinkle. You go curly?
Yep.
I like the crinkle fries they added at Arby's.
I haven't had those yet. I haven't been to Arby's in a long time, but no.
Well, cherry turnover is a strong dessert choice.
Hello.
I'm just saying. Meanwhile, speaking of sports, so Pirates have an off day. They got a 6-game homestand. Starts tomorrow night. It's going to be hot.
No, it starts tonight, actually.
Or tonight?
Yeah. Yep.
They're in action already tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I thought
sir.
They gave him a Monday off after
Wait a minute, I could be wrong about
Western
this.
Western road trip.
Hang in
no,
there.
No, you're right. Cincinnati.
That's what I thought.
Why did I think they were off?
Hmm. Well, typically when they come home from a road trip like that, they are.
Yeah, so they got Cincinnati. They're off on, what, Thursday? Yeah.
That makes sense.
and then they have Tampa Bay for the weekend. Meanwhile, so I was thinking this. Steelers are done with minicamp. You will not be hearing about Steelers practicing until Latrobe. We got the dates on that. It's in the end of the third week in July for Steelers training camp.
Let's hope it's not as hot then as it is now.
St. Vincent College in Latrobe.
Where it's always a little cooler anyway.
But we're going to get, I would imagine, record crowds out there just because of the amount of changes the Steelers have made with their acquisitions and draft picks and all the things that they've done, coaching changes. It's going to be a whole new squad up there.
Well, new quarterback room.
Yeah, and a lot of talk about that.
Well, upbeat people about the draft, too. I haven't talked to a Steelers fan yet who has had anything bad to say about what they've been accomplishing in the draft. Hopefully it turns out as good as we all hope. You know?
That would be, well, I saw a video with Coach Tomlin addressing the last day of the players. And one of the things, you know, he ended with was about hoisting the Lombardi. That's the goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should be every year. People say, oh, this team's going to be at the low end of, you know, AFC North. I hear guys on the radio mostly.
Yeah.
Our colleagues, you know, they're not very optimistic.
I am.
I think so.
I'm very optimistic. You know, I guess the one thing I do have concern about is the second half of the schedule. Those last few weeks are going to be really rough.
That's why they play the games. Meanwhile, the NBA and the NHL haven't finished their seasons yet, but they're going to be ending soon. For those that don't follow the NHL, for instance.
Boy, the Oilers just came unglued the other night. 8-1 they beat to Florida.
And Florida had a 3.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing advantage, but they're home tomorrow night at 8. If you want to watch, that could be the last game of the season.
Former Penguin Evan Rodriguez has been playing for Florida the last couple of seasons. He's having a great Stanley Cup final. He scored 3 goals. It's really good to see him do well.
So the Florida Panthers have a chance to do something special. And then the NBA playoffs continue. The Mavericks and Celtics, it's been, I don't know, the Boston leads 3-1 in that series, too. It's the same.
Doesn't look to me like that's going to last much more than one more game, maybe two.
Yeah, they got Game 5 in Boston tonight at 8:30. So that's your sports update. So if you were jonesing for sports after the NHL and the NBA wrap up here, could be as early as in the next 2 days for both. We'll see. But then you got the Riverhounds. The Passion ended their regular season. And the Riverhounds are drawing big crowds over at Highmark Stadium. They were away this weekend. But have you seen a game over there?
I haven't yet. It's understandable why the owners are trying to expand and, you know, get the place so they can seat more fans. There's a lot of enthusiasm for the Riverhounds. It's no longer just a little niche sport, is it?
No, and then there'll be this kind of lull, and then we'll have, before you know it, July 4th weekend will be here, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
No, 3 weeks. Oh, is it 2 or 3?
Yeah, it's got to be. Let's see here. 1, 2. Yeah, basically 3 weeks. Just a little bit under that.
So enjoy the heat. Every Monday at this time, the Big K Morning Show, we feature Brian Caranta, Secure Money Advisors, brought to you by the good Mr. Caranta. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Larry. How are you today?
Hope you had a nice Father's Day. You got those young kids, and that keeps you busy, right?
Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, you know, our little guy grabbed the hair clippers yesterday and turned them on and then decided to scalp his hair down to nothing.
Oh.
So in so in a show of solidarity, I decided to shave my head completely bald with his, because he was upset that his hair was going to be bald. And then while I was at it, I decided to, you know, make my wife really uncomfortable and shaved off my beard, but left the mustache. And I wish you could see me through the V-mix right now, because I can see you. But we'll get Vic to change the help me change the camera sometime this week. So, anyway,
I hope
you had a great Father's Day too.
That's pure, and what a great dad thing to do. Meanwhile, yes. Want to talk about three interest rates that matter. Now, what are these rates, and why should we care?
Yeah, well, Larry, I will tell you that these three interest rates that I'm going to talk about, they are absolutely pivotal for your retirement planning process, because they are going to help determine the best strategy for managing and growing your retirement funds. So, I mean, ask yourself this, you know, how do you even know if your plan is on the right track? A lot of people can't answer that question because they haven't created a benchmark for their plan. So they know exactly how much interest they actually need to earn each year, including any losses that they might be taking in the market. And you got to remember, when you're close to retirement and you're taking losses in the market, losses will reduce your gains, but they will also compound your losses. And the closer you get to retirement, the losses will hurt you more than the gains will help you. So at Secure Money Advisors, the interest rates that we're talking about, I write about in my book, Right Track Your Retirement. They're called, the first one is called the spend down rate. Then we have the preservation rate and the legacy rate, and we can kind of break those down, Larry.
Yeah, break them down for us.
Yeah. So let's start with the legacy rate. So the legacy rate is you know, let's do the spend down rate first. I like the spend down rate a little bit better. So so spend down rate, this is the rate you need to earn on your investments to spend your money to zero by a certain age. Now, this is becoming more and more popular, right? I mean, a lot of people are saying, the heck with my kids, I'm spending all my money, I'm going to deplete my account by the time I'm age 95, and the last check I'm going to write is to the undertaker. But you know, you got to look at the spend down rate as kind of like a bucket of water, right? Where we put we attach a faucet to it, and the water represents the retirement savings, the money that you've accumulated. So the spend down rate is like a faucet that you attach to the bucket, and you want to draw enough water to be able to enjoy your retirement without draining the bucket too quickly until you decide on that age. So the spend down rate is a controlled withdrawal rate to eventually get your account down to zero.
Well, it's easy to get to zero for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
So, but we all want to make our savings last. So what about the preservation rate?
Yeah, well, the preservation rate is everything we were ever taught by our father, our grandfather, you know, and that is, you know, invest your principal and live off the interest. You know, so it's like having a garden where you just pick the fruits but never touch the plants. I mean, that's the ultimate situation. And so you got to figure out what rate of return that is, where you can just keep picking the fruits off the tree but never hurt the tree. And, you know, this way your principal remains intact, and you're basically going to put yourself in a position to where, you know, what's left is what's left, but you never get into a spend down rate. And everybody's different, Larry, because some people aren't in good health, so they may want to spend down their money, or they may not have good relationships with their kids, so they do want to spend their money down to zero. But then you have those people that say, no way, I'm going to preserve my principal and live off the interest, and that's the preservation rate.
Yeah, so what about now the legacy rate?
Well, that should be pretty obvious by now after these two races. So that's the rate of return you need if you want to pick the fruits off your tree, right? But you still want the tree to grow, right? So if you want to take money out of your retirement accounts, but you still want your retirement accounts to grow, this is the rate you'll need to achieve if you want to withdraw money and leave a large inheritance to your kids, to charities, whatever that might be. And it's about growing your savings, not just using them. So why do we figure out these three interest rates? It's very, very simple, because it's creating a benchmark. You see, most people don't know if they're on the right track because they don't know what they actually need to earn. When you figure out the three interest rates, you have your low-end interest rate, which is your spend-down rate, and then you have your high-end interest rate. You know, maybe, hey, I only need to earn 6-7% to be able to pull out what I want every year and still get this account to grow. Now you have a range of where you need to be. You have a benchmark for your personal plan. So now when you're sitting down with an advisor, you are not just talking about how well your accounts did or how they didn't do or just taxes. You're looking and now having a benchmark to compare and going, are we on the right track? And you're going, yes, we're staying within those guidelines and things look good.
Get the details, righttrackpittsburgh.com. Get a copy of Brian's book, or you can call 800-656-8616. Schedule a complimentary review. Brought to you by Secure Money Advisors. Brian Caranta, send me a picture of your shaved head and beard, and we'll share that on social media. I'm glad you had a good Father's Day weekend. Thanks.
Yes.
We'll talk to you next Monday.
I hope you did, too.
I did.
I hope you did, too. Take care. Bye-bye.
You got it. RightTrackPittsburgh.com. Right now, Big K Morning Show gives you an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to see the Pirates. This will be Saturday, July 6th, PNC Park, 4:05 first pitch. The first 20,000 fans, by the way, take home a fan favorite, the Pirates Hawaiian shirt. Do you own one, Paul?
I don't have one yet. I'm listening to somebody talk about that over the weekend.
I seen them. I don't own one either, but you can get one. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to go to the game. 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Pick a number.
Seven.
Lucky seven will send you to the game. Pirates will be in action tonight against the Cincinnati Reds. 6:40, first pitch on our brother station, 93.7 The Fan. Home in the heat, but it'll be by evening, it'll start to cool off by about midnight.
Wow.
So,
see, a night like that, when playing in that kind of heat, the Pittsburgh Baseball Club is going to be packed, nice and cool inside, right? Snacks and drinks at hand,
yeah.
Comfortable chairs.
Why, it's funny because we've been talking about people have been telling us to hydrate, right? So Dr. Wong sends me this. People still don't drink enough to keep up with the heat. If your urine is not clear, you're still not drinking enough water. So inspect your urine.
Oh, boy. That word of advice from Dr. Wong passed along by Mr. Larry. While Paul sat along shocked in his little booth.
Take a peek.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.